Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whichever it might be for you. It's morning for me, if you can hear these beautiful birds singing. And welcome back to Lions End Podcast with your host, the Alex Duenas, where we talk about real shit. You know, I read somewhere in the book today, it's like, you know, if the only birds that could sing were the good birds, then there would be no singing in the morning. And ultimately behind that statement is saying, like, if only the people that were really good at what they did performed, then we wouldn't really have many people doing what they like those kinds of things. And so the message behind it for you is, look, you're not supposed to be so good at something before you start. You have a gift. Every single person in this world has a gift. You're given a gift. And it doesn't mean that gift has to be, that gift is not just like singing or being able to draw or being able to build something, you know. That gift can be communication. That gift can be caring. That gift can be nurturing. That gift can be being able to see something most people don't see. Either way, you have a gift, okay? And how you unlock that gift is by understanding who you are and in bettering yourself. You see, purpose isn't something you find. Purpose is something that you create from the person you are. You are given a foundation. The foundation is your body, your soul, and your mind. Now, every day you have the opportunity to mold this foundation that you have. There are limitations that you have on yourself. And the way I'm trying to go with this talk right now is this way. I want you to understand that there is something special about you. I don't give a fuck what anyone's like, nobody's special. Yes, motherfucker, we're human beings. Like, show me another fucking human being outside of the planet Earth. Okay, exactly. That's what I thought. And so, and what's going to give you more strength? Thinking that you're not special or thinking that you are special, that you have a bigger purpose in this life, that you have a gift? What's more empowering? Exactly. So, middle finger to anyone that says you're not special, okay? Fuck them. I think I'm special. Fuck yeah. But is it because I was born with some innate and awesome gift? No. It's because I decided to make different choices that made me sharper, that made me better. And anybody can make these decisions. I made a decision to eat better. I made a decision to work out more. I made a decision to wake up at a certain time. I made a decision to listen to certain people. I made a decision not to listen to other people. It's just decisions. And so what that creates is belief. And maybe you are not around the most positive people. That doesn't fucking matter. Okay, how do I know? One of the guys that I wouldn't say look up to because I only look up to God. One of the guys that I respect for what they've done is this guy named Wes Watson. He was in prison for 10 years and he came out more positive than when he went in. So if a person in prison can come out positive in the most negative place in the entire world, prison is the most negative place in the entire world because you're hopeless, all right? Then it really doesn't matter where you are, okay? And this is the way I look at it. If you are not in the most positive place, great. Even more reason to create a more positive environment through your headphones, through what you watch, through what you ingest. Doesn't fucking matter. You could be living with your parents or your Spanish family. I get this a lot. Oh, I live with my Spanish family. You know, it's really hard. Motherfucker, I live with my mom. I moved out at 19, moved back in. Moved out at 20, moved back in. And then I stayed from 20 to 25 doing bodybuilding. My grandma would cook for us. And I'd be like, no, I got my own food. Well, you got to, yeah. Eventually, they're like, okay, he's going to do his own thing. He's on a mission, you know? So your environment is just deciding. You decide how much power do you put behind what you're trying to achieve. And honestly, it's why I live alone. I live alone right now because one of my biggest goals in life is to live alone because I wanted to create my own environment. I wanted to create my own place so that I could just be me and focus on growth so then I can give other people what they needed. It doesn't mean I didn't live with roommates. I lived with three roommates at one point, you know. Then I was willing to make the sacrifices and the effort to get myself to a one bedroom. So understand that for you to become who you want to ultimately and can be and should be, you must do what you ought to be doing. You know, you don't know who you ought to be until you're doing what you ought to be doing. And I'm telling you right now, personal development, this, what you're listening to right now, bettering yourself and then taking action is what will lead you down a road of prosperity. Because we're not meant to be lazy, ignorant, rude, selfish. We're meant to be kind. We're meant to be in good health. We're meant to take care of our health, the temple. Take care of your mind. Take care of your body. Take care of your soul. We're meant to be outside. Like, literally, I literally predicate the way I feel and the way I do things by also being outside. Now, you might be up north where it's fucking snowing and shit like that, okay? But you make the best of it. You make the best of it. You decide what kind of attitude you're going to have when it comes to your life and your day-to-day action. What kind of attitude are you going to have? Is it going to be a positive? Is it going to be a negative attitude? Don't forget the inconvenience factor. Don't forget that the things that are around you that you might not like are what are testing you the most. Or what are making the biggest difference for you. Don't think the life is happening to you. It's happening for you. Everything around you is becoming part of your destiny. And you put power into your life. You put strength into your word. You put strength into your body. Every day, whether it's waking up and doing push-ups, every day, whether it's waking up and doing burpees. Sometimes my best workouts are just burpees. Does that mean I want to do them every day? No. Just the other day, I was hungry, man. I was hungry and I wanted some fucking cereal. But the good cereal that I usually buy, the place was closing in like 20 minutes. I'm like, I'm not going to make it. And I'm like, man, like, I went to the dollar store and I'm like, I really want some fucking Cheerios. And the ones that I get, the brand that I get aren't there. I don't get the regular Cheerios. And I'm like, fuck. And I'm looking around. I'm like, do I get graham crackers? I'm like, Alex, you know, it's going to fuck you up. You know, it's going to fuck up your stomach literally the next day. So I'm like, oh, so I left and I was a little upset. I'm like, fucking no. And then my head's like, go do burpees. I'm like, I don't want to fucking do burpees, bro. But then I just started thinking, I started listening to some people that inspired me. Only like two people really inspired me. And then my brain kept telling me, go do the burpees, man. You know it's the right thing to do. And I can't fight that, man. I can, but I know I'll regret it the next morning if I don't do what I know I should do. That's another thing. It's not just doing what you shouldn't do. It's not. And when you don't do what you know you should do, then you'll fucking regret it the next morning. You'll feel less. And I'm like, you have to get down and do these burpees, man. And I don't want to. And I'm like, whatever, dude. I don't like. And in my head, I'm like, is me not doing these burpees right now just one day? I've worked out every fucking single day of the past fucking 4, 5, 6 months. Like, doing not burpees one day is really not going to fuck me up. Come on, bro. And just that, I'm like, no, that's why it means even more, Alex, because you're thinking this way. And I just shut the fuck up and I did the burpees and I was able to preach a really good message. And you see, our minds are, I truly believe that God is always trying to guide you down the right path. And you get that voice in your head like, hey, you should do this. Hey, you should wake up. Come on, wake up. Hey, you go make yourself a better meal. Hey, go do one more rep. Hey, go give that person like a dollar. I'm telling you, and the more you listen to that voice, the louder it gets. Hey, the double-edged sword with that is that sometimes you're not going to want to do it. You're not going to want to do it. And that's why you have to have a bigger reason for what you do. That day I didn't want to do burpees, which was like maybe 2, 3 days ago. I told myself, it's not even about me, man. It's about my followers. It's about you guys. If you think that I can sit here and talk to you guys like this way with this type of energy and this type of conviction because I was just born like this, it's like, no. I just don't miss. Because I don't miss my wake-up time. Because I don't miss my workouts. Because I don't miss my meals. I'm able to speak energy and life into the words that come out of my mouth. They're not just words. It's the energy that you feel. It's the conviction. If you want to add more conviction to your life, more power to your words, to your being, put in that work. Practice discipline. Practice self-control. Two things that most people in the entire world don't have. Two of the most impressive things to have in this world. It's not a nice-ass car. It's not a lot of money. It's not a great body. But all of that comes from a byproduct of having insane amount of discipline and self-control. put power into your life. All right? Nothing but love. Take care.